Boy, the way Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
All in the Family.
And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner, Sally Struthers. Produced by John Rich.
G-R-O-S, now red, great. Those were the days.
Developed by Norman Lear. Archie chomps a cigar and smiles with Edith. Edith trots downstairs. She gives Michael a big kiss on the cheek.
Thanks, Mark, but what was that for?
It's Henry Mancini's birthday.
Ma, what was that about Henry Mancini?
Well, he wrote the song, Moon River, Moon River.
I know the song. What was that about his birthday,
though? Well, 12 years ago, when that song first came out, it was summer and very hot, and Archie came home one day and he said, Edith, I'm taking you on the town tonight. We're going to the Radio City Music Hall and then to Shreve's for a banana split. We're shooting the works.
Wait a second. Let me get this straight. 12 years ago, you went to Radio City Music Hall, and then you had a banana split.
Archie, what does that have to... was in such a good mood that night. And the stage show at the music hall, the Rockettes were all dressed up like poor little street kids, except they had high heels.
Ma.
He helps her set the table.
I'm still waiting for Henry Mancini.
Well, that was the picture at the music hall, Breakfast at Tiffany's, and the song in the picture was Moon River
by Henry Mancini.
And then when Archie and me got home, Glorious Radio was playing Moon River, and we heard it as we was walking up the stairs, and we started humming it together, and Archie kissed me.
She gazes dreamily.
Oh!
Then blushes.
Excuse me. That was the best part of one of the best days of my whole life.
And all because of Henry Mancini.
Yeah. And the whole night came back to me when I was reading in Ed Sullivan's column that today is Henry Mancini's birthday.
Oh, yes.
And I just love my family.
She hugs him.
We love you too, Ma.
Oh, I just can't wait for everybody to get home. I hope Archie's in a good mood.
Edith retreats to the kitchen. Archie stomps in and slams the front door.
You have to slam the door like that. Gee, I hate that. I really hate that.
Archie gazes sourly at Michael.
Listen, Meathead. When I come home after a hard day's work, that means I've been working hard all day. Why? So I can make money. To buy things, like a house. And on that house is a dog, which I also bought. Why? So as when I come home after a hard day's work, I got something to slam after me.
Hello, Archie. How was your day?
Archie turns back to the door.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Would it make you feel any better if I told you that today is Henry Mancini's birthday?
Archie slowly reaches for the door again.
Now, could we have dinner on the table?
Right away.
Gotta warn you, Arch. It's not good to hide your feelings. If something's bothering you, you gotta let it out.
I let you out an upstairs window.
Go answer the door.
Yeah, I'll get it.
I'm coming.
Michael, look what I have.
Hey, that's the kids.
Yeah, doctors, this isn't great. Michael, please move the elephant.
She sets down a statue.
Where'd that come from?
Oh, look, Rodin's a kiss. Don't you just love it?
Yeah, it's beautiful. Where'd you get it?
But don't you really love it?
I love her, but where did
Michael,
it come
from? Why aren't you as excited as I am?
I'm excited. Look. I just want to know where it came from.
Oh, Irene Lorenzo gave it to me. It's ours.
Just like that?
Well, you know how I always flipped over the statue.
Yeah?
Well, I was over there admiring it again, and Irene Lorenzo said, gee, Gloria, if you admire it that much, take it. It's yours. Isn't it fabulous?
Sensational. Next time, admire their stereo set.
Hi, Gloria.
Oh, hi, Ma.
I'm so happy to see you.
Ma, look what I got.
Oh, Ma. Ain't that the same statue as the Lorenzos have?
Yeah, Ma, and Irene gave it to me. You like it?
Oh, yeah. You don't see people kissing on statues much. I guess that's because they're always sitting on horses. And speaking of kissing.
Gee, Ma, you're sure happy today.
That's because I love you, and I love Mike, and I love your father, and it's Henry Mancini's birthday. You tell her about it, Mike. I gotta get the salad.
Oh, okay, tell me.
Never mind. It's a long story. Just get on the couch.
What?
Just do what I tell you. Get on the couch.
Okay.
He moves the statue to the coffee table, then sits beside her.
Put your leg over here.
I get it.
Take your left arm, put it around my neck there like that. Yeah, that's it. All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Go.
They kiss, mimicking the statue.
Wait a second. There's something missing. Something's not right. Ah, I got it. They're naked. We got to take our clothes.
Mike!
Archie comes down the stairs, then pauses on the landing, staring at Michael and Gloria.
After 3 years of marriage, he's still after her like a handbrake.
Hi, Daddy.
Wait. Never mind a hi, Daddy. What is this piece of filth here doing on my property?
Filth? Oh, that's a great reproduction.
I don't want no reproductor on my coffee table. It's naked and I hate it.
I have never seen anybody get so uptight about the naked body.
Listen, little girl, there's a time and a place for naked, you know, but this thing here, that can only be a fountain in a men's room.
How could you say that about a statue that expresses pure love?
What's pure about two little naked people on a rock?
You're always quoting the Bible. What about Adam and Eve? They were naked. They probably sat on lots of rocks.
Don't talk like enigma roses, will you? Let me tell you something. Back in the days when God started making people, he didn't know how naked was going to look on them. And when he found out, he didn't like what he seen there. And he told people to put clothes on them.
You know something, Arch? I wish that you had a zipper in the back of your head that I could open up, put my hands in there, and massage some sense into your brains.
Get away from me.
Who are you to judge what's dirty? Even the Supreme Court copped out on that. They left the interpretation of what's obscene to local standards.
And they were right. And this is my house, and I'm the local standard. I want that thing the hell out of here. Where'd you get it anyway, in some porno shop?
No, it is not from a porno shop. It is a gift to me from Irene Lorenzo, and I am not giving it back.
Oh, Irene Lorenzo, the queen of the women's lubrication movement. What's she trying to do, warp your mind, bringing in garbage like that?
I am not standing around to hear a tasteless person, even if he is my father, insult a great work of art.
I told you I wanted out of here.
Dinner in 2 minutes.
I'm going to wash up.
I'll help you, Mom.
Out of here.
I want that statue to stay right where it is.
Okay.
Do you hear me? I repeat, I want it to stay right where it is. This is my house, too, you know, and that means that I have some rights around here. You do know that, don't you? I have rights. I do.
She leaves.
For talking to your father like that, you may leave this room. That wife of yours has a mouth on her bigger than her whole body.
I wonder where she inherited it.
Archie starts opening the front door.
Do me a favor, will you? Shut up.
I haven't said a word yet.
Well, look who's here. Frank Lorenzo, the Prince of Pepperoni.
I'm sorry
stay long.
I just brought this recipe for Edith.
Yeah, well, she's in the kitchen.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. What have we got here? The kiss? We got a reproduction just like that at our house.
No, Frank, you got one just like that in our house.
What?
Your wife, Irene, give that statue to my daughter, Gloria.
My wife, Irene, give that statue to your daughter, Gloria, without asking me?
She just... You mean Irene didn't ask you?
No. That's my favorite statue. That's my kiss. My kiss. I want my kiss.
Oh, oh. Frank, you're going to get your kiss? I think Irene only loaned our statue to Gloria. In fact, I think I heard mention made it out here. Why don't you take it?
Oh, well, if it's just a loan, you can keep it a while longer if you really like it.
I really like it better at your house.
Okay. Give this recipe to Edith.
Yeah, sure. I'll give it to her.
Lorenzo takes the statue.
You know what? You really surprised me. I didn't think you'd go in for this kind of stuff.
Oh, sure. I'm a statue fan from way back. I couldn't love statues more if I was a pigeon.
Yeah, give our thanks to Irene for loaning us that statue, huh?
Okay, Archie.
Yeah, arriva Deutsche.
Gloria stands at the dining table.
Oh, hi. That was Frank Lorenzo, just come and left.
I could see that. And you gave him my statue, too, didn't you?
Well, the man came in here and he said that the statue was only a loan and he wanted it back, so he took it away.
That's a lie.
Well, I don't have to stand here and listen to talk like that.
Oh, yes, you do. I love that statue, and so does Michael. It was our first real piece of art.
What's going on in here?
What's going on in here is your daughter standing here calling her father a liar.
Gloria, you shouldn't talk to your father that way.
Yes, I should. He took something that I love.
Well, that ain't lying. That's stealing.
Don't help me explain nothing, huh? Now, I got something to say to you, little girl, so you listen to me.
No, you listen to me.
No, I will not.
I am never going to listen to you again, and you're never going to have the opportunity to listen to me again either.
Like this,
because I am never going to speak to you again. Never, ever. I'm never going to say to you.
Oh, Archie, please don't fight. Not on Henry Mancini.
I'm sorry, Ma, but I am not talking to him, and I may never talk to him again.
What?
What's wrong? What's wrong is your wife, my daughter, was standing here calling me a liar. And your mother-in-law, my wife, is standing here letting her get away with it. And out there they are, up the stairs with the two of them.
Does this mean we don't eat?
At dinner...
Gloria, pass me over the ketchup.
Gloria drinks her water.
I says, Gloria, pass me over the ketchup.
Edith reaches for it.
Get your hands off the ketchup. Ask you one more time, Gloria, pass me over the ketchup. All right, Edith, you may pass me over the ketchup. I want to tell you something, little girl. You ain't hurting me with this here silent treatment, you know. Plus, you're putting your mother in misery. Look at the face on
her. Edith glances glumly at Gloria and Archie, but continues eating.
And you show a little respect for your mother, huh? Be a little nice to your mother? Edith, what is this crapola you get?
Archie, it's called potatoes au gratin.
I don't care what you call it. You realize you spilled cheese in the potatoes?
No, the cheese is supposed to be there. The recipe called for it.
Are you telling me that somebody wrote in a book that you're supposed to put cheese in my potatoes?
There you go again. Anything that you haven't seen before, anything that's a little bit different, you're against. Before you were against French art, now you're against French cooking.
Let me tell you this. To the French. I'll tell you something else about the French there, wise guy. You know why they lost World War II? Because when the Crouch was marching into their country, the French was running around naked, putting up dirty statues and throwing cheese in the potato.
they was French if they didn't have no clothes on?
They knew they was Frenchy because they had cheese all over.
At the Lorenzo's, Frank prepares salad. Irene enters.
Hi.
What do you mean, hi? Where you been?
It's 6:18.
Oh, I'm sorry, Frank. Were you worried?
You bet I was worried. My cheese souffle has to come out of the oven at 6:21.
Oh, I mentioned that to the bus driver, but he didn't seem very impressed.
Very funny. What's in the box?
It's a present for Gloria. From both of us.
You gave Gloria another present? There you go. You're doing it again. How can you give Gloria a gift from us without asking me? Me is half of us.
I didn't think you'd mind.
I mind.
Well, it's just kind of a peace offering.
Well, it's not my fault that that house is in uproar. My favorite piece of sculpture, and you give it to Gloria without asking me? You never ask me anything.
Come on, Frank. What's the big deal? I know you. If you'd seen Gloria's face when she looked at that statue, you'd have given it to her yourself.
Naturally, if I'd have seen her face. But I didn't see her face. You didn't ask me to see her face. But that's not the point. The point is that you never ask me about anything. You give my statue to Gloria without asking me. You give her a gift without asking me. You plan a trip for us to Cleveland without asking me.
Well, don't you want to go see your sons?
Of course I do.
Okay, when?
That's up to you.
Up to me. You really are something, you know that? How am I supposed to know what things I should ask and what things I shouldn't ask?
Just ask me.
You're crazy, Frank. You know that? How does anyone talk to a raving Italian?
Raving Italian. There it is. It all comes out in the open after all these years.
What?
Oh, they told me. They told me before we got married. They said you marry somebody who's Irish, and someday you'll get into an argument with her, and she's going to say, uh-huh, wop.
I didn't say wop. I didn't even say uh-huh.
But you were thinking uh-huh. And when you're thinking, aha, can WAP be far behind?
At the Bunkers, Archie enters the kitchen through the back door.
Gloria, out there in the living room?
No, she's upstairs.
Now get over here, because I got something to show you.
Putting down a shopping bag, he takes off his coat.
Got a little present here for Gloria.
You bought something for Gloria?
Yeah, you know, kind of make it up to her, huh? And because she's so crazy about statues, I got this one here.
As Edith frowns dubiously, he pulls out a statue of a Polynesian mermaid wearing a tall headpiece and playing a ukulele with a clock in the middle.
That she can love and we can all enjoy, see?
Oh, yeah, that sure is something.
Ain't that nice? Now, look, up here there's a hole, see, where you can put an artificial flower. And then here you got a fish. Look at the detail work on that, see? You can tell right away that that there is a carp, see? Up here, with the birds, you close your eyes, you can almost hear them singing there while a colored lady plays the ukulele.
Adorned with gaudy flowers, the mermaid wears only a bead necklace.
Now, for a person with a dirty mind, you know, you look up around here where the beads are. But on this statue, this has got a clock, see? So that takes the person's mind off these here.
Archie points at the naked breasts, then at the clock.
Puts it down here where it belongs, see? On the time, which you need. Now that's taste.
Archie, that's so sweet of you.
Oh, I know it. Let's take it into the living room, huh?
All right, where are you going to put it?
Oh. We'll find some place for it in here.
As Archie enters the living room, Michael laughs at the statue.
What is that?
Don't show your ignorance. What do you think it is?
I don't know, but you better get it last before it starts festering.
You are a low-quality guy. And you sell that to a wife of mine. I bought that in that fancy place Carlson's over on the boulevard there. That's one of a kind.
That's one of a kind?
That's right. They had a bunch of them in blue. This was the only one in yellow.
Mike, don't you think it's nice of Archie to buy it for Gloria?
You bought this for Gloria?
That's right, buddy, for my daughter. I can hardly wait for her to see it.
I think you can wait, Arch.
Edith answers the door.
How are you?
Can we see Gloria for a minute?
Sure. Gloria! The Lorenzos are here. They want to see you.
Hey, I'm glad you people are here. I got something to show you. Huh? There. Feast your eyes on that. Now, that's a work of art. That's all the truth. Now, ain't that a lot nicer than that plaster from Paris thing you got? Huh? With the two nudies groping each other?
Archie bought it for Gloria to cheer her up.
Well, that should do the job. It certainly put a smile on my face.
You trying to give me a shot there, Irene?
No, Archie. It put a smile on my face, too.
Gloria will be here in a minute. You see, this is Archie's way of saying I'm sorry to Gloria.
Oh, we feel it was all our fault.
Yeah.
So we brought Gloria a little something, too.
Irene, Gloria ain't mad at you. Oh, hi, Gloria.
Hi, Gloria. I'm waiting for you because I've got something to show
you.
Hi, Mrs. Lorenzo.
Hi, dear. Gloria, look.
Beaming, Edith shows her the statue.
What is that? It's a statue.
A statue of what?
A lady playing a ukulele.
Why does she have a fish on her head?
That's a cop. And this here is a clock to take your mind off other things.
What's it doing here?
Gloria, before you say any more, I think your father has something to say to you.
No, meathead. I got nothing to say.
Oh, come on, Archie. Don't be shy.
Lay off, will you?
Gloria, your father has a little gift for you.
I mean, will you lay off?
Give her the gift, Archie. Give her the present you bought.
Irene presses her gift box on Archie.
Oh, yeah.
Taking it, he turns to Gloria.
It's a present for you, Gloria.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's, Well, open it up and let's see what it is.
Oh, dang.
Gloria pulls out a sheer white nightie. Archie looks down at the floor.
Daddy, you got this for me. So sheer, I mean, you can see right through it.
Well, I guess it should have been a thicker color, you know.
Daddy, you didn't buy this nightgown for me. You bought that statue for me, didn't you?
Yeah, because I think a girl ought to be talking to her father.
Daddy, I can't tell you how much that means to me, that you would buy that statue for me.
Yeah, you like it?
No, I hate it. I love you, Daddy.
She hugs him.
Thanks for the nightgown, Mrs. Lorenzo. I'm gonna go upstairs and try it on now.
I think I'll give her a hand.
Get out.
And then I'll give her the other hand.
Get out.
Michael follows Gloria upstairs.
You imagine a guy talking that way in front of the neighbors here? Now that is bad taste. Hey, Edith, here's an item that might interest you. It's Ed Sullivan apologizing in his column for getting Henry Mancini's birthday wrong. Mancini's birthday is April 16th. It wasn't the other day at all.
Oh, my. I hope somebody tells Henry Mancini.
Directed by John Rich and Bob Lahendro. Written by John Rappaport. Script consultant Don Nickel. Executive producer Norman Lear.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Vincent Gardenia, Frank Lorenzo. Betty Garrett, Irene Lorenzo. Associate producer Gene Marcione. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Based on Till Death Do Us Part, created by Johnny Spite. Copyright 1973 Tandem Productions Incorporated. CBS, a Bud York and Norman Lear Tandem Production.
Viacom.